This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English.
From the BBC.
欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。大家好，我是冯菲菲。
And me, Roy.
我们可能听起来与以往有些不同。这是因为在新冠肺炎疫情爆发期间，我们无法在平时的录音间录制节目。最近有许多关于 self-isolation 自我隔离和 staying at home 待在家里的讨论。在这期节目中，我们要教给大家的这个表达可以用来描述因长期待在屋内足不出户而可能感受到的压力。
That's right, Feifei. Today we're going to talk about cabin fever.
Cabin fever 是一种由于长时间被困或被隔离在室内而产生的反应。据说 cabin fever 这个表达源于人们被困在一个小木屋里 ,a cabin, 无法离开。由于暴风雪等极端天气条件，人们可能无法走出去，因为 cabin 这种建筑通常建在山上。
People can become sad, restless, and even lack concentration. They may also get food cravings,which in turn may lead to weight changes.
是的，这种感觉让人感到非常焦虑。
Which is why we're going to tell you some things that experts say you can do to help you cope with cabin fever.
Yes, we'll let you know right after these examples using the words cabin fever.
I started to suffer from cabin fever after I was stuck at home for 2 weeks.Some scientists think that cabin fever is linked to the feeling of claustrophobia, the fear of being in closed places. He said he felt really anxious and that he was suffering from cabin fever after not being able to leave his house. He also said he had gained weight.
这里是 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。我们在一起学习的表达是 cabin fever, 幽居病。Cabin fever 指的是一些人由于长时间待在封闭空间内产生不安与烦躁的状态。
But apparently there are some ways you can cope if you're suffering from cabin fever, aren't there, Feifei?
Yes, 想避免 cabin fever, 要做的第一件事情就是要给自己制定一个固定的作息时间表。Set up a routine.就像你要去上学或者上班一样。
Yes, this helps regularity and limits binge eating and weight issues. Also, it's important to try and stimulate your mind.
Things like television are okay for distraction, but they don't overly stimulate you. Something like reading a book may be more interesting and keep your mind active. 所以要合理安排作息时间，不要光看电视。像读书这样的事情可能会让你的思维保持活跃。
Yes, and doing things like puzzles or crosswords can also help. I really enjoy doing quizzes online. Also, you should make sure your friends and families are coping if they are in the same situation.
Absolutely. 还有就是给家人和朋友打个电话，问问他们的情况，聊聊天。最后，设定目标很重要。Set goals.Try to achieve things in your day to keep you focused. You could even make weekly goals depending on how long your isolation will be for. 给自己设定每天或者每周的目标，这样可以让你保持注意力集中。
Hey, why not try writing a book?
That's an idea. Bye, Roy.
Bye.
Authentic, real English.
From BBC Learning English.